We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. 'Tis a parade usually reserved for triumphant sports teams, returning war heroes, even an astronaut or two. But on July 7th, another group of special heroes will get a confetti parade through New York's iconic Canyon of Heroes. Juliet Papa with props and a parade announced today for the heroes of the pandemic era.
Get your pots and pans, noisemakers, cowbells. The city will be celebrating its healthcare and frontline workers with a ticker tape parade July 7th.
Floats for healthcare workers, first responders, educators, municipal workers, transportation workers, grocery and bodega workers, delivery people, you name it.
Mayor de Blasio says he didn't want to launch the city's other parades without first having one honoring those who gave so much taking care of New Yorkers. Asked about the ceremony at City Hall.
I am not going to give you a scoop right now. We are right now working on that, Juliet.
His honor says this will signal relief from pandemic worries and a way to turn the corner and look ahead. Juliet Papa, 1010 Wins News.
Well, Juliet be on it, doesn't she? And we'll be telling you more about the parade as we near the event. I'll definitely be there at that. The U.S. Secretary of Education got an earful today, paying a visit to New York, where he heard firsthand from teachers and students on what it would take to make schools better around here. Samantha Liebman tagged along.
At a roundtable at Mercy College, Education Secretary Dr. Miguel Cardona heard from students and educators about their experiences and what they'd like to see when they return to school in the fall. Recent graduate Brian Azu says the pandemic made things more difficult.
We need more counselors in our schools. We need more social workers. My grandmother died of COVID-19, and I had to deal with that while continuing my education.
Secretary Cardona says there is money from the American Rescue Plan to make sure students are not only physically safe from COVID, but emotionally supported, and it's just about implementation.
We need to build back better, and what that means is we can't go back to what it was in March of 2020. That's a low bar. So I don't want complacency to creep in and take away the urgency that we all feel right now.
Samantha Liebman, 1010 Wins in the Bronx.
To the New York City mayor's race now, and Catherine Garcia continues to rack up endorsements. The latest says Crane's New York business throwing its support to her. Crane's is considered the leading source on the economy and business here in the city, joining the Times, the Daily News, and the Chief Leader. Crane's editors say Garcia's unbeatable work ethic and accomplished record in public service is what did it for them. They say they also like the fact that Garcia isn't a politician, but an experienced crisis-tested manager who was once the city's commissioner of sanitation. Garcia says she's proud to receive that endorsement and accepts their embrace as the leader the city needs right now. Somebody threw a gun out the window of a city bus yesterday, and it landed right outside the campaign office of Brooklyn Borough President and mayoral candidate Eric Adams. Apparently, two men got into it on a bus over on Nostrand in Crown Heights. One of them pulled a gun, then dropped it on the floor of the bus and ran off. Police say that's when somebody threw the gun out the window right near Adams' office. Adams' chief of staff, Ryan Lynch, says this is the real public safety threat Adams keeps talking about, everybody. Lynch says dozens of volunteers were inside at the time, adding, we got a series of problems about, we got to get serious about these guns. Early voting started Saturday, by the way. Adams is leading most of the recent polls.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.